Welcome to the Seven Figure Spiritual Leader with Danielle Rama Hoffman, your fast track to partner with Source to create your legacy business without overworking. If you'd like Toth and my support, PM me on Facebook at Danielle Rama Hoffman, and let's explore together if it's an aligned match. We know fulfilling your highest level mission, what you came to Earth for, is non-negotiable for you. And we're here to show you exactly how to achieve this the high vibe and multidimensional way. Now let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to this episode on the number one hidden roadblock to realizing your highest contribution. So happy that you're here, excited to dive right into this topic. So what do I mean by your highest contribution? I mean the unique, one-of-a-kind, bespoke reason that you incarnated for in this lifetime, the difference that you're here to make. And because you press play, because you're tuning in here as a part of Divine Transmissions community, I know that living a life of meaning and purpose and fulfillment and really making the difference that you're here to make is important to you. And so your highest contribution is really that contribution that you make during this incarnation. And your highest contribution is like your ascended masteries, also the tools that you have in this lifetime to fulfill the divine assignment that you're here to create the difference that you're here to make. Now, I've already talked about how most likely your highest contribution is something that is leading wave. It's new paradigm. It's something that you may not have learned about in career day. And the number one roadblock, and then I'm going to kind of flip the switch here on this episode and bring in the guides right away. A lot of times I'll bring them in at the end, but I really want to hear what they have to say about this topic. And so stay tuned. I'm going to have some awesome channeling here. And yet the number one roadblock to realizing your highest contribution, the hidden roadblock, is that often you try to be it and do it from your human self, or what the guides call your bipedal self. So when you're trying to realize or fulfill your highest contribution from the filters of your slower vibrational body, mind, emotions, or your human identity or human self in and of itself, without tapping into your multidimensionality, your divine self, your higher self, your spiritual self, then how can you be accessing your highest contribution from the vantage point of only a fraction of the dimensions of who it is that you really, really, really be? And so let's bring in the guides. I feel like there's going to be some special guests coming in for this one. So take a moment to connect to yourself and to the desire that you have to really realize, actualize, become, have crystal clarity about and fulfill your highest contribution in this incarnation. And that this podcast really supports you in having awareness and a perception shift around this number one hidden roadblock and why it's hidden. It's hidden for a couple reasons. So let's tune in here, the wide council's gathering. Hello, dear one. This is Toth, the Magdalens, and the path of the Venus light. Beings of light moving more into the forefront of this divine transmission. Now, if you are new to channeling, divine transmitting, or even if you have been up to it and experiencing it for quite a while, We, the path of the Venus Light, beings of light, our council, a group that started working with Danielle and Divine Transmissions in about 2012, 2013. And we really started coming in when she moved to France and are related to Venus in your solar system, the energy of love, and yet we come from beyond the central sun. We come from a galaxy that actually is outside of the Earth star's solar system. And in our galaxy, in the path of the Venus Light galaxy, one of the perhaps most unique perception shifts or ways of being or universal truths or ways of operating that we have that's quite different than your Earth star simulation, your Earth star playground, your life on the physical plane of Earth, is that we are a galaxy and a civilization, if you will, a group of beings who incarnate with full crystal clarity about our highest contribution, about our ascended masteries, our divine genius, our unique brilliance. We come into, let's say, a cycle of what you would call life. We're not really born, yet we come in fully awake to that. So you can imagine our surprise when we started communicating with Danielle and Divine Transmissions and seeing how things operated in on Earth, where there, quite frankly, was a lot of confusion, illusion, and overlays around the reason that you came to the earth, and also the tools that you had to fulfill that reason or that purpose. Now, when we step forward, we are naturally vibrating the divine truth that you know what your highest contribution is, and it is evolving as you evolve. And so, as Danielle began to speak about the number one hidden roadblock to realizing your highest contribution, being that you're trying to realize it from your human self or your human perspective, or what we call your bipedal self, having two legs, two arms, two eyes, two ears, bipedal. And the bipedal self identifies mostly as thoughts. So you try to think about and figure out your highest contribution when you're in the hidden roadblock of trying to realize or fulfill or actualize your highest contribution from thinking about it. Or from the slower vibration of your emotions that when you step into your highest contribution from your human self, you're really at a very high level of you-ness, a high level of really being in the seat of the difference that you're here to be and to make in the world. Now, of course, you are always invited to apply this to your situation, your experience, your lifetime, because your highest contribution, yes, it is about your work in the world, your career, your the way that you express yourself, and yet it's very much about your state of being. Your highest contribution is every moment of every day, and your highest contribution is also very much related to who it is that you be, your essence, your signature energy, your unique snowflake of a vibration in this particular incarnation. And so when you try to really be in your highest contribution, and most likely what we often speak of as your ascended masteries, a step beyond your divine genius, the zone of genius, that when you are in your highest contribution, when you are in your ascended mastery, there also requires there to be that shift from trying to figure it out from the identity of the bipedal self. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. Your beautiful mind, your beautiful emotions, and your beautiful body sensations are a part of your totality. And yet, as we've already mentioned, the pitfall of trying to do it from figuring out or thinking about what's your highest contribution, or the emotions that come up when you move into that level of ascended master, that higher octave of your highest contribution, may have slower vibrational emotions, which are that a fear of being seen, for example, or a fear of losing love, or there may be some cellular memories of past lives or this lifetime, or seeing others being persecuted or judged, maybe some things that are passed down from your family, like who are you, or you're being arrogant, or if you're different, you're going to be killed, all those kinds of things, to really recognizing that, realizing, fulfilling your highest contribution from the vantage point of your bipedal self and the nervous system of the bipedal self, especially as it's steeped in the old paradigm of separation consciousness and fight and flight and freeze and lack consciousness, that all of those slower vibrations in and of themselves are not in alignment with the highest contribution. They can be keys to unlock the highest contribution. They can be, as some of the other council members of Divine Transmission say, they can be rocket fuel to moving out of separation into unity consciousness, or into wholeness, divine wholeness. They can be rocket fuel for your elevation in consciousness. And yet to really be in your full ascended masteries, your highest contribution, it requires being and coming from your divine self. And really, everything, and now this is a wider council that's moving more to the forefront, the path of Venus light beings are still here. Yet everything that we're up to in Divine Transmissions and on this podcast as well is in support of the elevation of consciousness, is in support of really recognizing that together, as we lead and usher in and ground in an elevated consciousness and a new paradigm, that it requires everyone that is called to be in your absolute perfect bespoke seat. So we could call this like not only the number one roadblock to being in your highest contribution, and yet the time is now, the time was yesterday, the time is last month, the time is last year, the really the living in that way that you envision is possible for yourself and for others. That's a part of your highest contribution, the difference that you're here to make. Usually the difference that you're here to make, it's different than what it is that you have lived with or what it is that you have grown up with. And as we've been saying, it requires that ascended mastery in combination with your unique divine assignment or mission or what you're here to all come together. And so the highest contribution, although can be inspired from the slower vibrations and from input from your human identity, really what is required is that you're living in new ways, that you're embodying your highest contribution, that the vision that you see that's possible for others is also the one that you are being and you are forging for yourself. So let's give an example of this, because we've been speaking about the higher perspective. Of course, the words when we're channeling are placeholders for the vibration, and that vibration is to have clarity about your really shifting from this hidden roadblock to being very crystal clear. And then as that become that awareness is there, that perception shift is there, then you can go into, well, what does that mean and how does that work? Because it's easy for us to say, in order for you to realize, fulfill your highest contribution in incarnation, from our perspective, the leading wave one, the innovative one, the pioneering one, the leadership one, the new thought leader, the new paradigm one, it requires that you are being it and doing it from also your highest divine self. You're doing it from your multidimensionality. And so then you can go, well, what does that mean? And how do I do that? How do I be that? Even if you know that you're a divine being or you're multidimensional, even if you have a very advanced spiritual practice, or you are like just getting your connection to your higher self and your higher guidance and maybe to guides and source dialed in, regardless of where you are on the spectrum, it does make sense that in order to be in the difference that you're here to make, that you are doing it from a resource state. Re and then source. You're resource. You're doing it from the largest aspect of you. You're doing it from a more resilient place and being it from that resilient place. So when we speak about a specific example, if you are a high jumper, let's say you're an Olympic athlete, and you are a high jumper, and your highest contribution is to jump as high as you can. And in order to fulfill that highest contribution, it does require a steadfastness, a commitment, a tapping into a beyond energy. That Olympic athletes are conditioned to of course take in the input from their slower vibrational body, mind, emotions, and yet to not be ruled by them. They're perhaps visualizing that they can jump the highest way. They're conditioning their bodies to be able to do everything, not just jump over. That's kind of the last step in some ways. It's all the preparation that goes into being the being who can jump over the high jump. And so know that your highest contribution is something that you have been being the being of, that preparation, just as like an Olympic athlete doesn't start preparing when they're 70. You have a lot that you have been already up to in order to get to that place where it's that last step of the high jump, or that last step of whatever it is that you're here to be, that difference that you are here to make. So we're starting to step aside at this time, and we are extending our acknowledgement for you and to you, your desire to really move beyond this number one hidden roadblock to fulfilling your highest contribution in this incarnation, to realizing the ascended mastery that you have within you. All is light and love, and we are all. And so Danielle here, moving back to the forefront, and I just love that the guides came in, and they came in for a little bit longer here, and there was so much in that transmission. Like, yes, we're focusing on the number one hidden roadblock, which is trying to do and be your highest contribution from your human self or from the identity of your slow vibrational thoughts and emotions and body sensations or nervous system. And yet they've just laid out such a larger context, such a larger context about a part of your highest contribution is being willing to be different, being willing to be different than how you were conditioned, how you were grown up to identify yourself even as a bipedal. It's very revolutionary to know and to be and to tap into your multidimensionality or your divine self, to tap into your energy bodies and your spiritual self and your higher self and what the guides really have as a part of their curriculum that I've partnered with them to bring in Divine Light Activation, for example, our Divine Light Activation program, which is where you incarnate your light being incarnate self and where you go from being three-dimensional into consciously activating the divine light that's already within you, yet consciously activating it in 24 dimensions. And so you can just imagine that being more of your divine self can just change so many things in your life. I remember a long time ago, I went to like a weekend intensive, and the speaker on the stage was talking about, like, if you have a problem, that in order to solve the problem, you need to be bigger than the problem. And so in a way, what the guides are talking about here in this hidden roadblock, like, really reminds me of that, is like, in order to really make the difference that you're here to make, be your highest contribution, which again can have so many different expressions. We're not talking about the expressions of your life's work, your life's purpose, that what's going to bring you the most meaning. And again, it's who it is that you be. In order to realize your highest contribution, in the sense, live as your highest self in this incarnation, it requires you to be bigger than the fight and flight and freeze nervous system that goes, ooh, this is scary, am I safe, fear of being seen, hanging back, holding back. It requires you to be bigger or beyond the, again, that nervous system and the thoughts, the negative self-talk, the negative beliefs, and you may say this, well, nobody in my family has ever been married or gone to college or been a millionaire or whatever the things are, been a doctor or been a light worker or whatever the things are. So there's some kind of mental blah, blah, that trying to be your highest contribution from that vantage point is such a time energy leak. It just is, it's a huge distraction. And yet, if you talk to anybody who really is rocking their life, it's not that those things disappear. It's not that there's still not the blah, blah, or that the nervous system may be going a little bit like, ooh, am I safe? Is this, am I going to be secure? Or that the emotions may not be kind of going through the duality of the emotions.
It's that they're coming from their passion, they're coming from their creativity, they're coming from really being resourced and supported and nourished by source. And so for me, the biggest shift has been really this kind of, again, shifting from only identifying as the body, the mind, the emotions, to really begin to identify as a light being, as a love being, as an ascended master who walks among. And the divine council that I partner with, and Thoth in particular, has created this curriculum that we offer as a part of our larger curriculum, and can also be taken on its own, which is the divine light activations. And the divine light activations, you can already activate the first divine light activation of the visionary heart. And that visionary heart already will start to assist you in making that shift from feeling like whatever it is you're up to is bigger than you or beyond your capacity, or and that you're smaller in some ways, because the visionary heart really taps you back into the vision that you came here with from your heart space, which is very inclusive, and from a place of equanimity with all others. And so you become more of the divine self that you are already with the first activation. So be sure to check out the show notes here to find out more about the masterclass, and you can purchase that right away and have it on demand. And then our divine light activation program that's starting soon really systematically turns off that which had been active, that was so much about the old paradigm identity and living as from your human self and your bipedal self, to be incarnating your light being self. So, in a sense, you're infusing your light being self, which is moving at a higher frequency and is closer to your divine self. And you're growing into being 24 dimensions. And so then you can go through your day and your life from this very resource place, from the most updated version of you, from no longer having that hidden roadblock hidden or slowing you down. And it becomes, the analogy the guides use a lot is, yes, you still have the negative thoughts, or you may still have some wobbles in the nervous system, or there may be some emotional ups and downs, and yet they're like a drop of food coloring in the ocean. Whereas before, when you're really trying to fulfill and realize your highest contribution from your human self, from the vantage point of these slower vibrations and the identity that you're only your mind, you're only your body, you're only your emotions, which is just an illusion lie. You're divine. That used to be like all the food coloring in a thimble, where you were smaller than the problem or the dimension where the solution resides, to then becoming so resourced. So I know that this Ascended Master curriculum that the guides and I have downloaded isn't for everyone. And I'm so happy that you're here tuning into the podcast. And we have books in all different kinds of ways, our Magdalene manifestation cards, as well as our newsletters and different ways that you can stay in contact. And yet, for those of you who are like, yeah, it's time to partner with Ascended Masters to really have a path, a roadmap to fulfilling, realizing your highest contribution, then I really invite you to check out again the first activation in our full Divine Light Activation program. It's such a game changer. And if a part of you is going like, is this for me? We're happy to explore that with you. And just inviting you not to have any like, oh, taking yourself out, because your path doesn't look like my path. Right? Our Divine Light Activation community, family, and alumni are those that their expression, their highest contribution, the ascended masteries that they carry are vast. are so unique to them. And so everything that we're up to in divine transmissions is to amplify what it is that you're here to be and to do and to have, and not to try to like pretzel you into some 7-step system that doesn't take into account your uniqueness. And that's also one of the things I really love about the guides, is that they see our uniqueness and they are walking this path with us, so that we have that path of the Venus light, clarity, and willingness to bring forward our unique brilliance. Because in order to shift consciousness, it requires all of us and really leading from our unique brilliance, from our divine incarnated self, the hybrid of being physical presence while being in wholeness with our origin and source. Okay, so that's a wrap, and see you in the show notes. And if it's feeling aligned, love to share this masterclass with you and explore divine light activation if it's an aligned next step for you or not. All right, many blessings, much love.
Thanks for tuning in today. Want to pass go and take the fast track to partner with Source to create your six or seven figure legacy business without overworking? Join in the conversation over at the Seven Figure Spiritual Leader Facebook group. Until next time, sending you much love and appreciation for your contribution to the evolution in consciousness.